None of the candidates has convincingly addressed an issue that's as crucial to Afghan families as security is. That's the infant death rate and the chronic malnutrition of Afghan children who survive. The BBC's Hugh Sykes went to a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul.
According to the World Health Organization, one mother dies every half hour in Afghanistan because of birth problems. And out of every 1,000 babies who are born successfully, nearly a fifth don't survive. The babies die either in the womb or from oxygen starvation from prolonged delivery or bleeding during birth or infection immediately afterwards. And many who survive birth then die because mothers stop breastfeeding too soon. Not because they want to, but because men want them to. This is the senior paediatrician here, Dr. Gul Khutai.
Some elders in the family, they believe that if they give the breastfeed to the child will die. So they discontinue breastfeeding and they start bottle feeding. And as you know, in Afghanistan, hygienic conditions are not very much satisfactory. So children get diarrhea and this is another cause for death.
So bottle feeding is a very bad idea in a country where there's no availability of guaranteed clean water.
Yes, yes. It's very, really bad idea for bottle feeding and better to encourage breastfeeding up, at least up to 6 months of age.
But some mothers breastfeed for too long, causing malnutrition, because they provide only breast milk, nothing else, for babies up to 1.5 years old.
In Afghan families, traditionally, the young women, they are not allowed to decide for the child or for themselves, like childbearing, and also when to start breastfeeding, when to stop, and how to give the supplementary food. Usually, elder of the families and men take the decision. So if the women will have more strength and more freedom, it will be, of course, it will put a good effect, especially when we educate the women.
How do you get that message through to the men?
Difficult question. We just can argue, and at least to some extent that they can decide for themselves in some aspect, not if not in all aspects of life.
We're standing next to a little baby in a cot now. Tiny, tiny baby, and she's got tubes attached to her cheek, attached to her wrist. What's her name? How old is she? Why is she here?
She's 28 days old. Her name is Sarah, and she's admitted for the neonatal sepsis. She's unable to feed, and she needs oxygen for this. She has tube in the mouth and in the nose.
Neonatal sepsis. Is what?
It's an infection of neonatal period, from first day of life, life up to 1 month.
So she has to be fed and given oxygen?
Yes.
And she's fast asleep? Is she strong? Will she be all right, do you think?
She's much better now. After we started treatment with antibiotics, she's doing better. Now she's much active than before, and we hope for that she will recover very soon and she will be all right.
Sitting patiently next to Sarah's cot, her grandmother Parveen, who thinks things are getting worse for babies in Afghanistan. She told me, "I think there are more sick children here now than when I was a mother 20 years ago."
BBC reporter Hugh Sykes sent us that report from the French Medical Institute for Children in Kabul.